6 months ago, images of police in riot gear, helicopters hovering overhead, and businesses burning shocked Milwaukee. The unrest came after a young black man was fatally shot by a black Milwaukee police officer. While the killing was the catalyst, the issues ran much deeper. Some residents complained about lack of opportunity, a lack of jobs, and poverty. Back then, UWM's Latoya Dennis met Jay Holmes, a man hoping to heal his community by creating a mobile fresh food market. This week, she sat down with Holmes again to talk about the changes he's seen over the past 6 months. He describes both frustrations and bright spots.
Where I'm most inspired is with the people, the regular people, just seeing the need for different things in our community, seeing a way that they can participate. I see a lot of people in Sherman Park going their own way with some of their projects, some of their thoughts, some of their ideas, and their own creativities. From music to building to mentorship programs, there are some young entrepreneurs in the neighborhood who have daycares and different things that they're working on. People are trying to put their own destiny in their own hands again.
6 months ago in August, it was said that people are angry, and they're angry because of the lack of opportunities. Do you still see that anger?
The anger has turned into a kind of determination. We realize that there's no help coming. And that's a realization that I think is a good thing, because there is no help coming outside of what we can do for ourselves and do for each other.
During our first interview, you said something that still sticks with me. And I think it's because you painted this picture, right? This very stark picture. You said that you now understand suicide bombers. Because that night, people are upset. Seville had just been shot and killed. Mm-hmm. People are out there. You heard gunshots go off. And after the first round of gunshots, people didn't flinch. They didn't move. They weren't scared. Do you still feel that way?
Definitely, I feel that way. In the city of Milwaukee, we're one big family. But the way that we're functioning with one another is in a very unhealthy, violent way sometimes. And I think that a lot of people in the black community have reached that point in a relationship of domestic violence where, you know, you're not afraid anymore. So, you know, the odds might still be great. It just means that we're putting all our energy into getting free.
And so when you say we're relating to each other in a very unhealthy way, though, what do you mean?
The way that the city government relates to the Sherman Park neighborhood and other black communities in Milwaukee, and the way that the white community doesn't participate. They don't do on to us as they would like us to do on to them. They wouldn't appreciate it if we intentionally made it so that they didn't have access to fresh food in their community and their children didn't have access to healthy, clean places to play. That would be wrong for us to do to them, and it was wrong for them to do to us, and not even just white people.
So what would you say to the person who says your streets aren't clean and your parks aren't clean because you throw the trash down there?
Our neighborhood has six times as many people as your neighborhood and still has the same garbage pickup. A piece of paper on the ground is not a reflection of every person in our community. Just like you having a clean street doesn't mean that your home is clean in your house, your neighborhood, or your heart. In Milwaukee, we're not really giving each other a chance. We're not giving each other a chance to get out of what we know and think about each other. We're so big on holding what happened yesterday in a person's face, or the way a person made you feel yesterday. So in Sherman Park, I don't think that people are staying focused on being frustrated or angry. I think that we just realize what's going on and what we're going to need to do to improve our situation, and it's a totally improvable situation.